This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Feline fans, welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Wow, 2024, what a year. And it's an election year, and you're never going to guess who is running for president. We have a representative that is going to tell us all about it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Michelle Fern here, and you know saving cats is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that there is an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay-neuter, that number will keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter mainly reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10, spelled out, T-E-N.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Jen McKnight. She is the Senior Director of Marketing at Nine Lives. Welcome, Jen.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. Okay, so we have some suspense. Who is this? Who's running? It's Morris. Morris the cat. Who doesn't know Morris the cat, right?
He has been our official spokescat since 1968.
Wow. Wow. So Morris has run for president before.
He has.
Right? I think four times, right? There are three times?
This will be his fourth time running.
Okay. No, he hasn't run since 2012. Why is Morris running now, even though he has not run for president since 2012?
Well, Morris believes that meow is the time to bring his presidential hopes back into the spotlight. And he's hoping to put a renewed focus on the importance of pet adoption.
Perfect answer. How to get that pun in. So initially, when Morris first ran for president, why did he do that?
Yeah, so the first time that he threw his hat in the ring was 1988. And at the time, he really emphasized his platform of nine lives in every bowl and a satisfied cat in every kitchen. He actually declared his candidacy for president at a press conference in the Washington National Press Club. And today, it's really just a continuation of that. He wants to make sure that all cats are able to live the good life.
That's wonderful. I mean, Morris has been, as you mentioned, a spokesperson since 1968. But I did some research, and I didn't realize Morris was a rescue cat, which I love. Can you tell us some of the story of Morris?
Yeah, actually, one day in 1968, an animal talent scout named Bob Martwick discovered Morris at the Humane Society in Hinsdale, Illinois. He had been looking for a cat to really audition to be the Nine Lives spokescat. And of course, Morris just nailed it. So he went from shelter cat to having a loving home and a lifetime supply of delicious, nutritious Nine Lives cat food. He's been living the celebrity cat life ever since. And despite his many accomplishments, the most important role for him is really making sure that he's an advocate for animals in need. So with the help of the Nine Lives team, he promotes cat adoption and makes it easy for we humans to give our cats the good life with plenty of tasty and delicious food. And he won't quit until every cat out there is living the good life.
Thank you. You might have hit on some of these, but can we talk about Morris's policies?
Oh, of course. So no candidate can run without having articulated policies. So Morris, through his candidacy, has declared five policies. The first being the right to prosper. Every pet deserves a good home, good health, and good food. And he believes that meow's the time to find forever families for shelter pets. His second policy is to be positive. Morris envisions a world where anything is possible, even cats and dogs getting along. His third policy is his domestic policy, and Morris promises to keep the cat in domestic cat or domesticated. How will he do it? By, of course, taking cat naps 24/7. His fourth policy is he fundamentally believes that we should declaw the ridiculous cat laws out there. Believe it or not, there's some pretty funny laws on the books, and Morris declares that he will declaw every law that stops cats from living their best nine lives. No yowling after 9 p.m. You've got to be kidding me. And finally, his fifth policy is believing that we have the right catitude. He wants to foster a world of perfect harmony for all pets.
I love all of them, especially that last one. The right catitude sounds good for me, but great policies. Now, Morris is running, but we're going to get more on the second half of the show about his VP. But has he ever had a VP before?
No, actually, Morris in his previous runs did not declare a VP. So we're actually really excited for this go around. Not only is he looking for a VP candidate, but we're actually crowdsourcing his running mate for the first time ever. And we're opening that up to not just cats, but even dogs to enter, because Morris wants to be inclusive of all. And the best part is that the winner will pick the animal shelter at the end of this campaign, who will be receiving a $35,000 donation that's estimated to be worth $500,000 nine lives meal.
I was actually going to ask you, because it says pets, so it's pretty much cats or dogs for VP that Morris is looking for.
Correct. He's opened it up to dogs this year because he wants to be inclusive.
So that's diplomatic. I don't know if I could get such a that far, but that's good. And hey, most of us have cats and dogs together, and they all get along fine, so that's great. And what will be important in selecting the VP?
So in terms of the nomination, he is searching for a running mate, cat or dog, who shares his belief in the good life for all pets. So a VP will help spread Morris's message and support shelter pets. In fact, the running mate's pet parent will get to select the animal shelter to receive that special $35,000 donation from Nine Lives in November. That's worth a $500,000 Nine Lives meals. The contest began on August 14th with the launch of Morris for President of his official campaign, and it will conclude on October 8th of 2024. So contestants are invited to submit their entries anytime from now through September 10th of 2024. And on the 12th, there will be a random drawing of 100 submissions, and the five finalists will be picked by Nine Lives using the contest scoring criteria. And what our criteria is based on originality. So that's about a quarter of the points. Alignment with Morris's five policies. That's about a quarter of the points. Is it an inspiration or an inspiring story? That's about a quarter of the points. And then finally, vice presidential prowess is the final quarter percent of the points that will be used to determine the five leading candidates. And then from September 26th through October 8th of 2024, consumers, so we're actually putting it in the hands of pet parents out there, will vote for their favorite submission of those five finalists. And the winner will be selected from that crowdsourcing, and they will ultimately get to choose which shelter will benefit from that donation.
That is going to be some job to select the VP based on all of that criteria. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back and we'll talk more about the contest and more about Morris and some of his favorite Nine Lives flavors. We'll be right back.
Pet Greens is proud to support Catitude on Pet Life Radio. Our small family farm produces live organic cat grass, catnip, and soft chew treats packed with green nutrition to help your pets truly thrive inside. We're partnering with pioneer cat behavior expert and best-selling author Pam Johnson Bennett to help indoor cats live their best lives with indoor enrichment tips for their parents.
Anyone who knows me knows I am a very strong proponent for cats being indoors. But when we bring cats indoors, where I feel it's safest, we have an obligation to make sure they have a fulfilling life, that they get enrichment. And part of that enrichment is encouraging health. And a big part of that health is cat grass. Cat grass helps with the prevention of hairballs. It can help keep your cat away from houseplants. It's also fun for your cat. It's a natural behavior that your cat wants to chew, and you know that you're providing it in a safe way.
For more information on the benefits of cat grass and catnip for your cat's indoor enrichment, visit petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Jen McKnight. She is the Senior Director of Marketing at Nine Lives. And hey, Mars is running for president. He's looking for a VP. So, Jen, we talked about the contest in the first half. How many candidates are you expecting to get? And how are you going to actually drill it down to the top five for everybody to vote on?
So we actually don't have a target in terms of how many submissions. We certainly are hoping that we get lots and lots of great submissions. In fact, actually, we've been partnering with Doug the Pug, internet sensation Doug the Pug, to even get the word out with all of his followers in the dog community, because we want to have lots and lots of candidates for Morris to select from. But ultimately, as we narrow down with that random drawing from the 100 top candidates, we'll spend some time really using the criteria I talked about earlier to identify the top five candidates. And from there, it's in the hands of pet parents who are going to go online and vote for which of those top five candidates would be the ideal running mate for Morris.
And the shelter that is chosen, is there any specifications on the shelter, or is it just going to be whichever the pet parent of the lucky VEEP is going to just select any shelter?
Yeah, it's really up to that winning dog or cat parent to select the shelter for whom they, you know, have a relationship or are close to it, because we want to make sure that we're offering a little bit of extra incentive for folks to nominate their pet, because we know people are very passionate about helping the shelters that are in their community and near and dear to their own heart.
Can people nominate more than one pet? Because, you know, some of us have 2, 3, 4, 10, 12 cats.
That's a great question. So we're actually looking for one pet per person or household. So ultimately, it's up to the pet parent which pet they feel would be the strongest candidate to run with Morris.
So they have to look at the policies and select the best one out of their crew, as I call my crew, my cat crew. That could be hard because, I mean, at one time I had 7, so I don't even, that would be hard. But
I don't know.
You know, sometimes you got to pick the best one. All right, let's get to know Morris a little better. Can you tell us Morris's favorite Nine Lives flavors?
Yeah, so Morris is a pretty cool cat, I have to say. And while he loves all the Nine Lives, both wet and dry products, I will say his favorite is Nine Lives Daily Essentials Dry Cat Food, because it includes the flavors of chicken, beef, and salmon. It's a great taste that he wants with a balanced nutrition, so cats get what they need.
So he prefers dry over wet.
Well, you forced me into narrowing down to one. I don't know if I can speak on his behalf, but he truly prefers dry to wet.
That's interesting. And he likes a mix. Okay.
Does like a little variety in life.
Variety is the way to go, you know? You know, we're not really, we're focused on Morris for president and looking at his VEEP, and we're not really talking about too much about products here, but can you give us a little bit of insight on what other items Morris might taste in the Nine Lives food collection?
Yeah, so I really can't share any new product news yet, but keep on the lookout. Next spring, there might be some fun new products coming. But until then, I would encourage everyone to continue to follow Morris's presidential journey on social media. And please check us out at morrisforpresident.com as he spreads positivity. And there's fun videos on there just to add a little smile to your day. And who knows what Morris is up to next? Maybe he's plotting his next big adventure, or perhaps just taking a little cat nap. Either way, we would encourage everyone to please stay tuned to see what kind of antics good old Morris is getting up to.
Okay, great. So, Jen, tell us about what products Nine Lives has, because not everybody's aware. And, you know, we're curious. We want to know what Morris eats, even though we know his favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nine Lives actually offers a whole range of products. We have a lineup of dry food for just about any kind of specific need that you would need, all the way down to daily essentials, which is just a great everyday kitty food. We also offer a line of wet food in different textures. It's so important to ensure that our kitties out there stay hydrated. And then we also have a line of Nine Lives treats. Generally carried through the dollar store channels, but would encourage your listeners to take a look for any of them.
Okay. And I know you mentioned it before, but it's definitely worth mentioning again. Where can pet parents go to nominate their pet? And will they be uploading a picture, a little paragraph?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So we would encourage all pet parents out there to visit morrisforpresident.com anytime between now and September 10th to complete the online registration form. And we tried to keep this as super simple and straightforward as possible. So really, it's just the registration form asks for your name, email address, a photo of your adorable pet, and just a brief description on why you believe that your cat or dog should be Morris's vice president.
And when will the candidate be drawn?
Yeah, so we will on September 12th start to narrow down to the top 100. And then if you visit morrisforpresident.com starting September 26th, we will have the top five VP candidates. And we're actually going to be crowdsourcing this. So from September 26th through October 8th, we would encourage all your listeners to check out morrisforpresident.com and select which of the top five winning candidates should ultimately go on to be Morris's VP.
Jen, thank you so much for coming on Catitude and telling us all about Morris for President. I'm excited. I am ready to cast my vote. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Michelle. Like, we at Nine Lives love radio and media that's focused on kitty cats.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. How exciting. Morris for President looking for his VP. So who in my cat crew should I nominate? Probably not Charlotte. Maybe Dennis. He has such a good all-around fun personality. Or maybe Molly. She's kind of strong-willed and diva, but I think she could get the job done. I'm going to think about it, but make sure you cast your vote. Remember, it's one pet per household. And make sure you go to morrisforpresident.com and vote. Please hurry. The deadline is September 10th. I want to thank my guests for coming on Catitude. Thanks so much. And it was so nice to learn more about Morris, and so exciting, because especially this year, because, you know, we're election focused. I want to thank everyone listening to Catitude. I appreciate your listenership very much. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, thank you to my cat crew. One of you I'm going to nominate. And lastly, without the magic of my producer, Mark Winter, this show would not be the same. So thank you so much, Mark. And hey, remember, lose the attitude, have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.